Today's daf is Kiddush and Daf Samach Hey. We left off on Daf Samach Dal with Amud Beis toward the end of the page, three lines from the bottom of the page, at Amar Abaye. So the Gemara is continuing to discuss the Mishnah, where we mentioned that if a man says that he gave his daughter over for Kiddushin, and he only identified which daughter by saying Katana or Gedola, but the problem is he's got four daughters, two from one woman, two from another woman, so what does he mean by Katana, what does he mean by Gedola? We had Machlokas Tanaim that we discussed. Abaye is going to be Mechadish something. What about if there's a third daughter from one of the wives, or if he has only one wife and there's a third daughter, there's a middle daughter? Is it possible that he means Katana when he says Katana or Gedola, that he might mean that third daughter? The Gemara is going to discuss several rayos one way or the other. Then the Mishnah on Samachei Amar Alav is going to give four different cases where there's a discrepancy in terms of what the guy says and what the girl says as far as the Kiddushin goes. Either that he says there was a Kiddushin, she says there wasn't, or they disagree in terms of who the Kiddushin was with, whether it was with her or with her daughter, and how we resolve those discrepancies. And the Gemara is going to discuss why all of the various cases are needed in the Mishnah. But the primary topic of today's daf is going to be the idea of being Mekadesh Be'ed Echad. Why is it that we need Shnei Edim for Kiddushin? And we're going to introduce the concept, even though the Gemara does not use the terminology. Reb Chaim uses the terminology, but it's the best terminology to use for the concept of Edus L'Kiyum Adavar when it comes to Kiddushin. That we don't say Luivri Sahadi Yelo L'Shakri when it comes to Kiddushin, that the only purpose of the Edim is to verify what happened, even if we know exactly what happened. He's Moda, she's Moda, doesn't make a difference. That's going to be the chiddush that the Gemara is going to have today, and we're going to question it from several different places, but we're going to ultimately conclude that you require Eidus L'Kiyum Adavar just to make the Kiddushin valid. We require Eidus. The Gemara has learned it out, Davar Davar Mimamon, and questions how far that takes us, the idea of Davar Davar Mimamon, that we learn it out from Dine Mamonus, because by Dine Mamonus, Hodaz Baldin is Kameya Eidim Dami, and we're not going to say that by Kiddushin. So the Gemara is going to discuss why that would be the case, that we don't say Odos Baldin by Kiddushin. And then at the end of the daf, we're going to get into a little bit, if we get up to it today, about an Eid Echad saying that a person violated an Isser, whether that Eid Echad is believed. If an Eid Echad says, hey, you ate Chalev, so what do you have to do about that? If do you trust the Eid Echad to say that what you ate was in fact Chalev? So let's begin at Omer Abaye again, three lines from the end of the page, Samach Dalaram Beis. Omer Abaye, Machlokas B'shtei Kitei Banos. The whole Machlokas we had in the Mishnah of whether three out of the four daughters are potentially the one that was Mekudeshes, when you say Gedola, or whether it's only one that's possible that you meant the Gedola Shebegedolos, one out of the four daughters, that's only when there are two sets of daughters. Aval Bekasachas. But if he has only one set of daughters, Divrei Hakol Gedola Mamish, Ketana Mamish, everyone would agree that when you say Gedola, if you have only one wife and a set of daughters from that one wife, that when you say Gedola, it means the oldest of the daughters. When you say Ketana, it means the youngest of the daughters. And Emtsa'is Bishma Karila. And if you wanted to refer to the middle daughter, you would have just said her name. You would not have called her the older one or the younger one, because a middle daughter would not be referred to in that way. So Amleir Vade Bar Masna Abaye El Me'ata, if that's the case, Emtsa'is Shebekas Shnia Tishtari, then even in a situation where you have two sets of daughters, the middle one in the second group, let's say you have two wives, you have the first wife, you have two daughters from the second wife, you have three daughters from, who are all younger than the first two daughters from the first wife. So the middle one in the second set should be muteres. Why? Says Rashi, Aresha kai de misafka lekol kas shnia begedola. And when we said that the entire second set might be the Gedola, it might be what you refer to when you say Gedola, Emtsas, the Gabeman Karila Gedola. Well, the middle one in the second set, who would you call her a Gedola in relation to? Ilola Gabe Katana Dehikat, if not for the girl that's younger than her in her group. Alma Bekasachas Pligi. So you see, even within that one group, you might refer to the middle one as a Gedola. Not only the oldest one in the group as a Gedola, the middle one in the group might be a Gedola. So says Gemara, no, Hacha Mayaskinan, B'shein Shamela Gedola Katana. That's why we Dafka set up the Mishnah in a case where there's only two daughters from the second set. There are no three daughters in the second set, meaning what the Gemara is saying is, Enochinami. If there were three daughters in the second set and you said Gedola, no one would hold that you have to be choshesh that the middle girl in the second set might be mukadeshes. V'hachi nami mistavra dim isa diika lisnia. And it's most mistavra that this only applies when there are two daughters and not three, because if there was a third one, we should have mentioned the third one. That would have been a very great chiddush, that even a middle daughter would be included in the Savei Kiddushin. So that's why we set up the case without a middle daughter. Frankly, the Gemara, if that's true, that any time that the middle daughter would also be included in the Suffolk, we would mention it in the Mishnah. Well, the middle daughter in the first set, if the older group of girls was a group of three, the middle daughter in the first set we would certainly include in that Suffolk, because she's definitely a Gedola Lagabe both of the girls in the second set, and yet we don't mention a third daughter in the first set, even though that would have been part of the Suffolk as well. So says Mar Hachiashti, you can't compare the two. Hasam Tana Katana Dida Li Isura Vuadin Lahachti Kashishamina. Meaning you don't have to mention the middle daughter in the first set, because when you say Gedola, even her younger sister is included in the Suffolk. So of course she would be included in the Suffolk. Meaning of the first set, daughters 1, 2, and 3, of course daughter 2 is going to be included in the Suffolk, because even daughter 3 is included in the Suffolk. The Chiddush would have been if there's a daughter 4, 5, and 6, that daughter 5 would be included in the Suffolk as being labeled a Gedola. That would have been a great Chiddush, because daughter 6 is not included in the possibility of being called a Gedola. So in the second set, if there was a third daughter, a middle daughter, Nisnia, it should have mentioned it. Wait a second, how can you tell me that whenever there's only one group of girls, that the middle girl is not a potential gedola nor a potential ketana? By the case of Pesach that we were talking about, where a person takes a neder until Pnei Pesach, Lifnei Pesach, so we said that that's considered like a kasachas. There are no two sets. It's one time continuum. And yet, still there's a machlokas about whether the neder is chal, the neder is only binding up until Pesach begins, or the neder is binding all the way till the end of Pesach. So you see that there is this machlokas. It's not that everyone agrees when it's kasachas. No, because that's a question about the lashon that people use. That's not a question about the halacha of an emtsayis. That's a question about the lashon that people use when they say pnei Pesach. Mar savar ad pnei Pesach ad kame pischa. One opinion holds pnei Pesach means before Pesach. Umar savar ad dimipnei pischa ad dimifni pischa. And the other one says it means until Pesach is gone, until Pesach is already past us. So that's a separate discussion. It's a separate machlokas. It doesn't have to correlate to our machlokas. Okay, new mission now. Homer liisha. This mission is again going to present four different cases where there's a discrepancy between what the man says happened and what the woman says happened. Homer liisha kiddashticha viomer lo kiddashtani. The man says, "Remember what when I married you?" And she says, "No, that never happened. We never had kiddushin." Who asur bekrovaseha v'imuteres bekrovav. He is not allowed to be with her relatives, and she is allowed to be with his relatives, because lefi dvarav, he was once married. He is married to her, so all of her relatives are asur to him. This is, as Rashi points out, what we call shavya nafshe chaticha di isura. That by him admitting that he was married to her, he makes all of her relatives asur to him. But she never admitted that she was married to him, so her relatives are mutter to him. Whenever you mention shavya nafshe chaticha di isura, it's always worthwhile to mention the machlokas achronim about what the mechanics are of shavya nafshe chaticha di isura. How does that work? That because I say something's asur to me, that makes it asur to me. If I say, "Oh, this piece of perfectly kosher food has a big OU and tons of haimish hashkachas and whatever," and I say that it's I hold it's pig, so that makes it pig. It's all of a sudden going to become pig just because I said so. How does that work? So there's machlokas achronim exactly how it works. The Ma'arit in Chelek Aleph Siman Sadi Beis writes that it works midin neder. That sure we have such a concept all the time. I could make this table an issur d'oraisa for me to get any anah from. It wouldn't be wise of me because I use it every single day. But let's say, how could I do that? I just say I take a neder that I'm not allowed to get any anah from it, and mele becomes an issur d'oraisa. So shavi anav shechaticha d'isura works midin neder, just like I could ask something midin neder. So when I say that something's asur, it says if I'm being mekabel a neder on myself, that it should be asur. The ktsos in Siman Lamed Dalet, Sifkan Dalet says that shavi anafshe is not midin neder, it's midin ne'emanus, that a person has ne'emanus about himself, like shnei edim. So if I'm believed to say legabe me, what's asur to me? So since I'm like shnei edim legabe myself, so anything that I identify as forbidden for me, I am ne'eman alats me to say that it's us. And then there's the sheet of the Chumas Akri, printed in the back of the Ktsos and Simon Aleph, points out that the Yisod of Shavi HaNafshei is that a person, Legabe himself, knows the MS even if he doesn't have any Ne'emanos. He's not allowed to violate what he knows to be true. Meaning the whole world could be telling me that this piece of food is kosher, and the greatest rabbis in the world are telling me it's kosher. But if I know, I saw that it came from a pig, I know that it's not kosher, so I'm not allowed to eat it. Not because I have Ne'emanos, there is no Ne'emanos, no one else has to believe me, and everyone else could think I'm crazy, but I have to be a religious person, and if I think that the item is usher, so maybe it's going to be asur. So that is the fundamental machlokes about shavi anafshe, but that's the principle that's at work over here. That if the man says kidash ticha, so then all of her krovos are going to be asura to him because he has accepted that upon himself. Now the achronim discuss in front of who you have to say kidash ticha in order to asur bekrovos. The Chuvus Ma'ari Ben Lev writes in the name of the Baal Ma'or and the Ravid in the Shem of Gon that hodah b'fnei el echad wouldn't work over here. You have to say in front of two Edim Ata Medai, but he said maybe L'chumra we should be Choshesh even in front of an Eid Echad. The Chuvus Beis Ephraim though says no, he says this in front of Beis Din. That's the only way we could enforce it at all. If he says it in front of a Beis Din Dafka, that only then would it be Hodas Baldin. Would you have such a concept of Hodas Baldin? Okay, Vayter in the Mishnah, second case, he omeres kidashtani. What if it's the reverse? She says you were Mekadish me, who omer lo kidashticha, and he says no, never happened. Who mutter b'krovasel v'yasur b'krovav? He is mutter in her relatives. She is she's usher in his relatives. So the Taz in Yerodeh Simon Kuf Chav Zayin raises a question. The Gemara in Gittin Daf Nun Daled by a sofer that says that he didn't write the sefer the shemos in the sefer Torah l'shma. Let's say you have a sofer that produces the most beautiful sefer Torah. You're all excited. You have this brand new beautiful sefer Torah. Sofer says, oh yeah, by the way, the shemos Hashem, all those beautiful Shemos Hashem, I didn't write them l'shma. So the Gemara over there says that we say that since he's ne'eman lahafsid tzcharo, he's ne'eman lahafsid a sefer Torah. Meaning now we're not going to pay him for his work. So he's ne'eman to pasul the sefer Torah. So over here also, shouldn't we say that since she asers herself, she should also be ne'eman to aser her krovos on the guy? So the Taz suggests that over here it's different because her krovos could be somech on the cheskas penuya. She has a chazaka that she's single, so they don't have to listen to her to asur them. As opposed to by a sefer Torah, there is no chazaka. There is no chazaka one way or the other. It's just a brand new sefer Torah that you're trying to determine its status. Third case in the Mishnah, kidash ticha v'yomeres lo kidash elabiti. He says there was a kiddushin, I was mekadish you, and she doesn't deny that there was a kiddushin. She denies who the kiddushin was with. It wasn't with me. It was with my daughter. Who asur b'krovos gedola? He is usher to the krovos of the mother because that's who he claimed he was mekadesh ugedola muteris b'krovav. But the mother is mutter to his relatives because she, as far as she's concerned, she was never mekadeshes to him. Who mutter b'krovos katana? He's allowed to be with the relatives of the katana because as far as he's concerned, he was never married to the katana. Uktana mutaris b'krovav. And the katana is also mutter in his relatives. The katana is not going to be usher in his relatives. Why? Why is the katana mutter in his relatives? So Rashi points out, she'ein ima ne'emenos aleha, because the mother is not believed about the girl. Va'afhi ein etzricha get. And she's not going to require a get either, says Rashi. Di'bayi get, havila grushas of nesu b'krovos. Because if you're required to get, then she'd be a grusha, and he would not be allowed to marry her relatives. So as far as what the mother's saying about the daughter, we ignore it entirely. There is nothing about the daughter over here. We only have to pay attention to what the guy said about being Makadish, the mother, and therefore her relatives are going to be Asr to him. Fourth case, Kidashi has bitcha. If the man says, I was Makadish, your daughter, you are Makadish, my daughter, you are Makadish, me, who Asr Bekrovos Ketana, he's Asr to the relatives of the Ketana, because that's who he claimed he married, Uketana Mutaris Bekrovov, the Ketana's mutter and his relatives, who Mutar Bekrovos Gedola, Gedola Asura Bekrovov, he's mutter in the Krovos of the Gedola, and the Gedola, the older, the mother, is going to be Asr in his relatives, because according to her own testimony, she says, you were Makadesh me, you were not Makadesh my daughter. So essentially, everyone is believed about themselves, but no one is believed about anybody else. You're not believed to stick anybody else with a kiddushin that they didn't, that they don't agree actually happened. So, Omer Lisha Kiddushticha, says Gemara Tzricha. We need to mention all these cases that someone who asers himself with his own admission becomes Asr, and someone who did not Asr himself, who did not admit to it, does not become Asr. Four different cases that essentially tell the same thing. If you would have only told me by him that if he claimed there was a Kiddushin, he becomes Asr. Because we could assume that the guy doesn't care as much, and he might say it. But by her, you might have thought that she's totally believed, because if she were not absolutely certain that there was a Kiddushin, she would not say that she was Mekudeshes, because by claiming that she's Mekudeshes, she's not just saying that she's Mekudeshes, she's not just commenting about something that relates to a relationship with him, or relates to a relationship with every other person on earth, because now she's Neshes Ish, so that she's going to be much more careful about claiming that she's Mekudeshes. So I would have thought that if the woman ever claims that she's Mekudeshes, she should have full Ne'emanus, V'litzer Iyu B'Krovosah, such Ne'emanus that even the man should become us to her relatives, come Ashvila, and therefore come tell us that no such concern. Kiddushticha v'hi omeres lo kiddushani. If you have the case where he says, I was Makadish, she says, no. Hasulamli, why do I need the case where she says, you're Makadish, my daughter? Why do I need that case? Isruch salka da'it chamina midar raisi himna rachman ala av, midraban himnu alidida v'titzar barta b'dibura. I might have thought that the mother would be believed about the daughter, because since midar raisa, a father is believed to say, I gave my daughter over for Kiddushin. A father is believed to say that he gave his daughter over Kiddushin. So I might think that if Midaraisa, a father is believed, Midarabanan, a mother would be believed. So Kamash Vilan, therefore, has to tell me that no, the mother is not believed, Klape, the daughter. Kidashti as bidcha. If the man says, I was Makadish, the daughter, and the mother says, no, you're Makadish, me. So we said that the mother was Makabla on herself, the Isser of all of his Krovim. The man is only Asr to the daughter's Krovim, and the daughter is not Asr to anybody. Hasulamali, why do I need this case as well? Aren't all the principles that are working in this case already established by the first three cases of the Mishnah? As Gemara, I did Tanaha, Tananamiha. Yeah, it is already established, but once we mention a case where he claims to be Mekadesh, the woman, and she says the daughter, we mentioned the reverse as well. Itmar, Rav Amar Kofin, Ushmuel Amar Mevakshin. There is a machlokas, whether we force the husband to give it, the man to give a get, or we request of the man to give a get. But it's unclear what case that machlokas is going on. Rav says Kofin, Shmuel says Mevakshin. So, Aheya, which case are we talking about? Ilema Aresha, Lav Kofin Ika, V'lo Mevakshin Ika. If we're talking about the case of the Resha, then there wouldn't be Kofin or Mevakshin. There is no requirement for a get, because she's Muteres in all of his relatives. So giving a get would just make her Aser to all of his relatives, because then she would become his Grusha. So why would we do that? We wouldn't be Kofin nor Mevakish. He messed himself up. He said that I was Mekadishu. She denied it. So good. So he's Aser Berkrovosa, because Shavi Anafshe Chatichud Yisur. There's no need for a get. Ella Asefa. So no, it must be that we're going on the Sefa, where she says, you were Mekadesh me, and he says, no, I wasn't. So Bishlam Mevakshin Lachi, it makes sense to say that we request a get from him, because by giving this get, he's now going to become Asr to all of her relatives. Up until now, he wasn't Asr to relatives, because he denied there ever was a Kiddushin. But now, he's going to become Asr to relatives by giving a get, so you can only be a Mevakesh, I understand that. Ella Kofin Amai, Amar Lo Nichli, Ditzar B'Kreva. But why in the world would you be able to be kofa him? He might say, I'm not interested in her relatives. I don't want you. I'm not interested. Don't force me to give it. Why? How can we force him to give a get? I'm not interested in becoming usher to her relatives. Ella shmeitza ahadadi itmar. So rather, the way to understand is that it's not a machlokas at all. It's that Rav and Shmuel are working off of each other. Amr Shmuel mevakshin mimenu liten get. Shmuel had said that we request that he give a get. Amarav im nasan get me'atzmo kovno solitim ksuba. If he gave a get without us doing anything, he gave it on his own, then we're kofa, not about a get, he already gave the get, we're kofa to give the ksuba. The Rashba writes that if he's a Talmud Chacham and he knows that she's also the kol olam because of Shavya Anavshe, and he just gave her a get because he felt terrible. He felt that she's going to be an aguna the rest of her life if he doesn't give a get, then we're not going to force him to give the ksuba. It's only if he didn't say explicitly why he's doing it, so we assume that he's actually admitting on some level that they were married, that's when we force him to give a ksuba. But if he says, look, we're not married, but Nebuch, she's just Shavya Anavshe Chaticha D'Yisura by saying she's Neshes Ish, and now she's usher to the whole world, I don't want to leave her in Aguna, I don't need that in my head, and he gives her a get, then we're not going to force him to give a ksuba, says the Rashba. Itmar Nami, Amar Rav Acha Bar Ada, Amar Rav, Amri Lo Amar Rav Acha Bar Ada, Amar Rav Hamnuna, Amar Rav, Kofin Umivakshin, that we force and we request. Tarti, can you force and request? What does that mean? Hachi kamar. Mivakshin menu liten get, vim nosen meyatzmo, kof nosen liten ksuba. We request that he gives a get, and if he gives a get on his own, without us forcing, without us asking him, then we force him to pay the ksuba, because that's considered his hoda'a, that he was actually married and is required in ksuba. Amar of Yehuda. Ha-mekadish, now we begin the sugya of mekadish pe'el echad, and the idea of edus l'kima davar ba'kidushin. Amar of Yehuda, mekadish pe'el echad, ein choshen l'kidushin. If a person is mekadish nisha, man is mekadish nisha, with only one aid, we're not choshesh for the kiddushin at all. It's not a kiddushin at all. Oh yeah, what if both the guy and the girl agree? They both admit that there was a kiddushin. So then would it be good enough? So in velo verafya biyadei, he was hemming and hawing. Yeah, no, he wasn't sure. Itmar, Amr of Nachman Shmuel, Mekadish Beit Echad, Ein Chosh in the Kedushin, Va'afilu Shneya Modim. Then Rav Nachman Shmuel put it to rest. If you're Mekadish Beit Echad, there is no Kedushin, even if the guy says it happened, the girl said it happened. If you didn't have Shnei Edim, there is no Kedushin whatsoever. So, Frek the Gemara Esvir, Rav Nachman, Ha'omer Li Yisha Kedash Ticha, V'yomer Slo Kedash Tani. What about our Mishnah? The man says, I was Mekadish you, the woman denies it. Who also Bekrovasav, V'imutaris Bekrovav? He's not allowed to marry her relatives, she is allowed to marry his relatives. If there were edim to the kiddushin, then forget it. There's a kiddushin. No one should be mutter to anybody's relatives. And if there were no edim, why would he ever become aser to her krovos? Meaning, if there are no edim at all, then why would we believe him even for shavya anafshe chaticha d'yisura? There is no such thing as kiddushin without edim. It must be that he's mekadish neirechad, and neirechad is powerful enough to say that that he's going to be aser. So says one, that's not a right at all. Hachem eskim gondomer la kitashticha b'fnei ploni uploni v'alchlem l'medinas yam. He's not saying I was mekadish you without edim, because that's worthless to be mekadish without edim. What he was saying was I was mekadish you in front of edim. The edim aren't here right now. They've gone to Medina Siyam. They died. I don't know. Anything could. They're not here, so we can't ask them to verify. But he's saying that the kiddushin happened b'fnei shnei edim, and if it happened in front of shnei edim, so that's it. Then it's a valid kiddushin as far as he's concerned. Says the Gemara, further question. The Mishnah tells us if a man is megarish his wife, and then he sleeps with her in the same hotel room. Beishami says they do not require a second get, meaning we're not choshesh that in the hotel room that night he was mekadish her again with kiddushe bia. We're not choshesh for that. Beisil says, no, you do need another get. We're choshesh that there was another kiddushin. Sayechidami, what exactly is the case? If there are edim, well then, why would Beis Shammai say you don't need a get? Of course you need a get if there are edim. V'idaleka edim, if there are no edim, why do you need a get? If there are no edim, there's no kiddushin. Elav be'erechad, it must be that there's an erechad. So you see that an erechad is enough in certain circumstances. According to the Beis Hillel, the erechad would be enough to assume that there's a kiddushin. Well, if the case was there's an erechad, Ein Echad, and that's what it's all about how much Eidus we have to this Kiddushin. Why then does the Seifa say that both Beisham and Beisil agree that if they only had Erisin originally, that you definitely don't need a second get now because they're not comfortable enough with each other to have Bia? What do you mean not comfortable? There was an aid. We know that the Ein Echad has a certain level of Ne'amanus. So if what we're really relying on is the Ne'amanus of Ein Echad, what difference does it make whether they previously had Erisin or previously had a full Nisuin and that they're therefore comfortable with each other? It's a totally different issue over there. The case over there is that there's Eide Yichud and there's no Eide Bia. Everyone saw that they went into the same hotel room, closed the door, there was no one else in the room. Everyone saw that, but no one saw if they had Bia or not. So Beishamai Savri Lo Amrin and Heinein Eide Yichud of Heinein Eide Bia. Beishamai says there's no need for a get now, for a second get, because there is no Kiddushin since there is no Eidus for the Kiddushin. Just seeing them have Yichud is not the same as seeing them have Bia. Beisil Savri Amrin and Heinein Eide Yichud of Heinein Eide Bia. Beisil holds that seeing them in the same room together, that is the equivalent of Eide Bia. And therefore we assume that there was a Kiddushin, because we assume that Ein Adamos Bilaso Bilaznos, that if he had a Bia, the Bia was a Bia L'Shem Kiddushin. And L'Shem Kiddushin Umodim Vada Ibn Eskashim Ne'erisin Telo Amrin and Heinein Eide Yichud Heinein Eide Bia M'neishin Libogaspa. But if they weren't yet at that comfort level with each other, that they've already been together, that they've already lived together previously, then we definitely do not say Heinein Eide Yichud Heinein Eide Bia, because they don't have that comfort level. So if they only had Erisin previously, then that's why everyone agrees in the Seifa, because there is no chazak of Heinein Eide Yichud Heinein Eide Bia. Rashi explains that since Libo Gaspa, we assume it's Becheska Shabala L'Shem Kiddushin. From the fact that Rashi says Libo Gaspa, we understand why it's Vaday Baal, but who says Baal L'Shem Kiddushin? Meaning, yeah, so they had Bia. Good. How do you know it was L'Shem Kiddushin? So the Ritva says, like we explained, that Ein Adamos Bilaso Bilas Nus. So that's how you know that it was L'Shem Kiddushin. Once you know that there's Bia, you know that it was Bia L'Shem Kiddushin. However, the Ritva adds that it's Dafka if it's Baal Grushasa, that there's a chazaka, they know the must be lasa bilas nus. But if a guy is boel pnuya bialma, then a person is osa bilasa bilas nus. And the Ritva points out that's against the gaonim. Meaning, when do we say in the must be lasa bilas nus? Is it only someone where the guy, a situation where the guy has a history of marriage with this woman? So since he has a history of marriage with this woman, we have the right to assume that a bia with this woman relates to marriage, and the person's not going to just have a bias nus. But stam, a guy lives with his girlfriend, the guy has a bia with a Pnuya, we see they're quite comfortable with each other. So we know that there's Bia. You're going to say such a Svara, that he's not making his Bia into a Bia's Nus? I don't know. It seems like he does. It seems like that he doesn't mind making his Bia into a Bia's Nus. So that's what the Ritva suggests. The Gaonim disagree. This was very Nogea, Halach Lemaisa. This was a big part of a very big Machlokes between Rav Henkin and Rav Moshe, whether you had to be Choshesh for a civil marriage being a real marriage that we have to worry about lahalacha. Rabbi Henkin was concerned that Heinein Eide Yichud Heinein Eide Bia, we see that they're living together, Ein Ademos Abilas Abilas Nus, so Meili you have Shnei Eidim, that he was Bol, or L'Shem Kiddushin, and that there's a Kiddushin. And therefore, anyone who gets civilly married and doesn't receive a get, and gets married to somebody else, the children are all going to be Mamzerim, and it's going to be very, very big problems. Whereas Rav Moshe, you know, saved a lot of Mamzerim by saying that the civil marriage, we don't assume that they're considered married, that you have to necessarily always be concerned that just because there's a civil marriage that there's a concern for some level of Kiddushin as well in a civil marriage. One could argue specifically when it comes to a civil marriage, what's the svar of Ein Ademos Bilas Bilas Nus? The guy's having the Bia, and the guy knows my Bia could either be L'Shem Kiddushin or it could be L'Shem having a good time. So why would I do L'Shem having a good time? If I could be L'Shem Kiddushin, I want to be married to this person. But if a person thinks he's already married, He thinks he's married. He doesn't think the Bia is making that. He thinks the Bia is a function of the fact that he is already married. So he's still going to say that he's having kavanah l'shem kiddushin with the Bia. That he thinks the civil marriage is a marriage. So he thinks the fact that we went to the courthouse, that he thinks that's his marriage. So his Bia is not l'shem kiddushin. His Bia is l'shem because he thinks he already has a marriage over there. Amar Rav Yitzchak bar Shmuel bar Marta Meshmei d'Rav. HaMekadesh b'Erech Alein Choshen l'kiddushin v'afilu Shnei Modim. Kedushin. If a person is Kaddish Bayit Echad, we're not Choshish for Kedushin, even if both of them agree that there was a Kedushin. Amar Rabba Rafuna Mekaddish Bayit Echad, Beit Din or Rabba Amri, Ein Choshin the Kedushin. That if a person is Mekaddish Bayit Echad, the Beit Din or Rabba says that we're not Choshish for the Kiddushin. Man Beit Dina Rabba, who is the Beit Dina Rabba? Rav. Beit Dina Rabba, we identify, is Rav. V'igadamri, Amar Rabba, Rav Hunam, Rav, Mekadish Beit Echad, Beit Dina Rabba, Amri, Ein Choshin L'Kiddushin. Same halacha, that someone who's Mekadish Beit Echad, we're not Choshish for the Kiddushin at all, but Man Beit Dina Rabba, but we identify the Beit Dina Rabba differently over here, that's Rebbe, is the Beit Dina Rabba in this case. So now, Masav Rav Achtav, again, going back on this issue that someone's Mekadish Beit Echad, that it's a zero, that it means nothing with an Eid Echad. So Rav Achtavi Bar Ami asked the following. Shnayim Shabom in Medina Siam. You have two people come from Medina Siam. Imagine the picture. Two men, V'isha Imahim, one woman with them, V'chavila Imahim, and a bag full of gems, a bag full of things that are of valuables that are with them. So that's the whole picture. Two men, a woman, a bag full of valuables. What do you do with this picture? So you ask each one, who are you? Who are these guys? What's this bag? So Ze Omer, Ruvain says, Zuishti, well, this woman right here is my wife, this beautiful lady right here is my wife. Vize Avdi, this schlepper over here is my Eved. Vizu Chavilasi, and this is my bag of valuables. Vize Omer, the other guy says, Zuishti, this beautiful woman here is my wife. Vize Avdi, and this schlepper over here is my Eved. Vizu Chavilasi, and this is my bag of valuables. Viisha Meris, and the woman says, No. Elu Shnei Avadai, these two schleppers are my Avadim. Vichavila Shali, and it's my bag of valuables. So they have, you don't know, what do you do over here? If each one is claiming something that seems to serve them quite well. So, Tzricha Shnei Gittin, Vigovik Subasam and Achavila. She's going to require a get from each man, and she can collect the ksuba from the chavila, because miman of shuch, the money, at least the money connected a ksuba in that chavila is hers, because each guy claims that it's his. So if once he gives her a get, he's going to have to pay the ksuba. So according to each guy, they're going to have to pay the ksuba, and according to her, the whole bag is hers anyway. So connected the ksuba she gets, what do you do with the rest of the money though? So Rashi says, and the rest is mutab safek ad sheyavo Eliyahu. The rest you just leave it aside until Eliyahu Anavi comes, because there's nothing you could do with it. So the Nitziv in Rami Sada says, why does the Bryce say that each one tainas, this one is my Eved? That has nothing to do with anything over here. I mean, the whole question is about the Ksuba and the Get, and has not, the Eved claim is entirely irrelevant over here. So he suggests that it's coming to teach us that you don't need a Shtar Shichur, even L'chumra, because a person can't be Maksik, a person is an Eved. It's not like a Get, where you say that this is my wife, so then you're going to require a Get. But even L'chumra, you're not going to require a Shtar Shichur. Now, what does it mean she's covered the Ksuba Miman of Shechavir? So the Ritva explains that if she wants to collect the chavila as part of the ksuba, she cannot collect at all, because there's a hoda'a keneged hodah. They're moda that they're chayv ksuba. She's moda that they're not chayv ksuba. So it would stay as is. So you can't be mostly the ksuba. And if right now she was tovea the ksuba, she's moda that one of them must be her husband. So she should not be able to be tovea the ksuba. So manavshuch, she should not have been able to be tovea the ksuba. So she has to be tovea in a derech of miman of shuch, meaning she has to say lidvarai, the chavila is mine anyway, so I'm not collecting it as a ksuba, I'm collecting it because it's mine. Lidivreichem, you know, it's ksuba money, so you should have to pay me at least the ksuba money. But she can't just come and say pay me my ksuba money, because once she's saying pay me my ksuba, her whole story falls apart. What ksuba money? You said that you're not married to any of these guys. There is no ksuba money, so she has to say it in the derech of miman of shuch. Okay, hey Chidami. So what exactly is the case over here? Ida islay sahadi lahai vi islay sahadi lahai. If they each have edim, so mimatzi amra elu shnei avadai v'chavila shali, would she be allowed to say that these are my two avadim and the bag is mine? Elalav ve'ed echad. So it must be that there's an ed echad, and you see that an ed echad is enough. So says Rav Tizra, ed echad ba'achasha mi mehemin. But an ed echad would never be believed when it's an ed echad ba'achasha, when there's someone contradicting the ed echad. Elu lemish No, in terms of who she's allowed to marry, everyone would agree she can marry whoever she wants. Meaning there is no eishes ish over here. She's going to need get from each of the guys just to be able to collect the ksuba from the chavila. And we assume, like Rav Meir, that metaltin are meshubet to the ksuba, and that's why she collects the ksuba. And that's why she's going to be able to collect the ksuba from the chavila. The Rishonim raised the question. We said, if there's sahadi lahai and sahadi lahai, if each of them have edim, so mi matzi yamar, can she say these are my two avadim? So the Rishonim all raised the question, the Rashba, the Ritva, they all say, if we're talking about that each one has edim, so it's a trey or trey, meaning you shouldn't need to get, it's two edim against two edim. She couldn't have been married to both of them. Right, because once there's tefis kiddushin with one, the other one. So why are they believed that the chavila is not hers? You have two edim against two edim. You don't believe any of the edim. So the Rashba and the Ritva say that even by trey we paskin ksubas l'chachila lo tinase, and therefore she's going to need a get. Furthermore, they say we paskin babasra and daflamet aleph that by shtei kidedim amachishuzuasu, each one could be bab b'fneyatzmo meida. Each one could be made in separate cases. We don't say if you have Reuven and Shimon are saying one thing and Levi and Yehuda are saying the other thing, that we can never ever trust either Reuven and Shimon or Levi and Yehuda in any case in the future, because we don't know who the liars are. We know that one of these sets is liars, so Mela, one of these sets are not liars. So since the Shteki to Seidim are equal in this regard, that and they're both saying that she's Mukadeshes and that the Chavila is not hers, so you have two kosher Edim saying that the Chavila doesn't belong to her, that the Chavila is not her. We don't know which two are the kosher ones, but you have two kosher Edim saying that the Chavila is not hers. So that's how the Rishonim try to deal with this complicated scenario. So says Mar May Havila, at the end of the day, what are we paskin about this Ein Echad business when it comes to Kiddushin? Rav Kahana Amar Ein Choshin L'Kiddushav. What we paskin is, we're not Choshish for Kiddushin at all when it comes to an Ein Echad. Rav Papa Amar Choshin L'Kiddushav. Rav Papa says, we are Choshish for Kiddushin when it comes to an Ein Echad. Amle Rav Ashi L'Rav Kahana, my day teich. What's the reason that you say we're not Choshish? Do you laugh to Davar Davar Mi Mamon? It's because we learned Davar Davar Mi Mamon, that by Dina Mamon is Yinit Shnei Edim, so here also. Well, Ima Allah Alon, Odas Baldin Kamei Edim Dami, Avkanu Odas Baldin Kamei Edim Dami. If you're really going to compare it to Dini Mamonus, shouldn't you say Odas Baldin Kamei Edim? If Dini Mamonus, someone comes along and says, I owe you $1,000, so he owes you $1,000, because he was Moda, and that's it, that's all the Edus you need, is that he admitted, you never even need to see that he borrowed the money. Odas Baldin is like Mea Edim. So over here as well, if the woman says, yeah, I was Mekadeshes to you, so that's it, she's going to be fully married. No, there's a big difference. Over there by admitting that you owe money, you're not costing anybody else anything by admitting that you owe money. Over here, you are costing other people by admitting that you owe money. Marzutra Ravad Saba, by admitting that she's married, because no one else is allowed to marry her right now, so it's Chav Lachrini. Marzutra Ravad Saba B'nei de Rabbi Mari Bar Isser Palgi Nechsayu Ba'de Adadi. They divided up the estate amongst each other, amongst themselves, Asil Kamed Rav Ashi, and they came to Rav Ashi. Amrulei al pishnei edim amrachmana di bayil mahada lamatzi hadri buhu vanan lo hadri. Is the reason that we need two edim to divide the estate just simply in case someone wants to back out, so we could have two edim to verify what the agreement is? But right now we're not interested in backing out. We're comfortable with the agreement that we have, so therefore it's binding. Or is it no, that lomekayim milsa elabisadi? You need edus lekiyum adavar, that without the edim the whole chalukah is not a chalukah at all. We had to have done it with edim, and we didn't, and therefore the chalukah is not valid at all. Amalahu lo ivru sahadi ela l'shakri. Witnesses are only there. The purpose of witnesses is only to verify if someone is lying or if someone is not lying. But if you both agree that what the deal was, it's irrelevant whether you have witnesses. That's when it comes to dividing money. That's when it comes to dividing an estate. But when it comes to kiddushin, when it comes to gittin, we need edus l'kiyum adavar. We do not apply lo ivru sahadi ela l'shakri. Tosos writes that Rabbeinu Tam learns from here that you you don't need Edim to do a kinyan. That it's unnecessary to have Edim to do a kinyan. They're just there in case someone is lying. The Rambam in the fifth parak of Hilchos Mechira, Halacha Tes, paskins that a kinyan does not require Edim, but the Raivin in the Sasagos over there says that a kinyan sudar requires Edim. That if you're going to do a kinyan sudar, which is a weaker form of kinyan, because it's just a chalip and it's just symbolic, so that requires Edim. The Shidim Gvetz explains that dafka kinyan sudar, because there is no touching of the object, moving of the object, lifting it, pulling it, anything like that. So you can do that without Edim. It looks like chuchavit lula. That without you just, you pick up a handkerchief, there are no Edim. Now all of a sudden, my car belongs to you because you picked up a handkerchief. So that seems very, very strange. So that's why we require Edim. But in terms of Kiyum HaDavar, the Ravid agrees that you don't need Edim by a Kinyan in general, meaning as a principle, he would require, the only reason the Ravid says you need a Kinyan in order to make a Kinyan is just because that particular Kinyan of Kinyan Sudar would look ridiculous without Edim. There is a discussion, if Edus Kiyum HaDavar is required for Kiddushin, we assume, Reb Chaim points out, because there's a higher level of Das required for Kiddushin, and there's a yet higher level of Das that's required for Gittin, because by Get, all the Das has to be on the husband's side, the woman could even be Bal Karcha, so he needs a super high level of Das when it comes to Gittin. So Reb Chaim and Hilchos Yibum Chalitza discusses, and what about Yibum, what about Chalitza? Do we say that this is a din in Davar Shabi'erva, and Yibum v'chalitza are also Davar Shabi'erva, or is it a din in Das? And Yibum, even without Das, it works. If he's Boel, or Afilu Onas, Afilu Shogeg, whatever, it works even without any Das at all. So would you require Edus Lekiyum HaDavar by Yibum v'chalitza? That's a fascinating discussion for a different time. Okay, but we'll pick up at Amar Abaye tomorrow. Oh, yeah.